Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll...
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox trying to avoid the sweep this afternoon, taking on the LA Angels. We're going to have a first pitch at 4:07 local time. 3:07 pregame here on WEEI.
That's good. Clear that right out of the way for the draft tonight. You can watch that.
Good point.
Red Sox loss can roll right into the draft.
Right into the NBA draft. That'll Richard Fitz on the mound, 0-3, 4-7-1 versus Yusei Kikuchi, who is a left-hander. And is we saw the lefty lineup that they put out there today. Sox are dogs on the money line. So Vegas thinking sweep plus 110.
Probably got that right.
Yeah, I would say so. It has not gone great. And Roman Anthony sitting at least to start the game.
I'll say the good news about Fitz is at least last time he faced the Angels, he was really really awesome.
The Angels have their number.
The Angels do have their number.
Most teams have their number.
It's unfortunate because like the White Sox have their number.
No, most teams, yeah.
The Angels, all the really crummy teams.
They've been real snake.
Everybody except the Yankees have their number.
Yeah, they have the Yankees number.
Yeah, what are they putting the Yankees again?
Yeah, the Yankees.
Get them
in
here.
The Yankees are their Angels.
That's right.
Yeah.
Grabby bag. Where are you? You're on Jones and Keefe, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
NBA draft tonight, as you said, Jones, and the Celtics currently pick 28th as well as 32nd, which is the second pick of the second round. Prediction time. Do they take a player at 28? Do they trade up or do they trade back?
I think they're going to be trading back. And I think it's all Bill Chisholm saying, hey, Brad, we want to be below the second apron. Not, and this again gets a little convoluted, but it's a guaranteed contract in the first round. It's not in the second round. So if you take a player in the second round, you trade back, you trade into future drafts, what have you. You have more wiggle room under the second apron to bring in somebody you may want to bring back. Cornette, maybe in a pipe dream, Al Horford. So I think that's the route they'll go. What do you think?
I think they trade up. Not as high up as they want to get the Illinois guy.
Yakachonis.
I don't think it's going to be that high. But I think you take 32 and 28 and you move up. Maybe even a future two or whatever it might be. I think you trade up. I think there could be a scenario where when everybody else zigs, Brad Stevens zags. I think it would make sense for them in this money saving crunch to move down. But maybe you get yourself a guaranteed contract, a guy that you like and is manageable for several years.
Look, I hope you're right.
Guy there.
I would be intrigued if they moved up. I'm
like
not
late teens, something like that, early 20s.
Brad, go target someone in the draft and go get him. Stick your neck out there in the draft. He hasn't done it yet. We really have no idea if he can draft or not. So I'd appreciate if we could start to find out.
Your bag's beautiful, and every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab.
Go for it.
Grab bag.
Kyrie Irving has signed a new 3-year extension with the Dallas Mavericks. So he had like a player option, opted out, re-signed.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good things happen to good people.
They're committing to a guy. Although they didn't make an NBA Finals, which is still shocking 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Shocking. But yeah, I don't think they're going back anytime soon.
Tough path for the Celtics,
I'm so happy, cause today from
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Fred Van Fleet. The Rockets did not pick up his team option of $44.9 million for one season.
Smart.
But they signed him to a 2-year, $50 million deal.
So
basically
cut it in half.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, on an AAV
basis. I think
he
knew what the market was going to be.
He gets a little more money over 2 years than he would have gotten over the one.
Yeah. It's probably not a bad deal overall. Yeah,
okay. That makes me believe in the Rockets a little bit more. I thought he was going to go along with Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green in their trade. It makes me think of the Rockets a little bit more.
All right.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
Jones, congratulations are in order to Zdeno Chara and Joe Thornton, both going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. The class of 2025 was announced. They're also joined by Duncan Keith. Those three guys are all on the ballot for the first year. Alexander Mogilny somehow was getting blackballed by the Hall of Fame until now.
I think they were counting his NHL 94 stats from when I would play with the Buffalo Sabres. I think that's that's how he got into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
He should have been in years and years ago.
Racking up goals on wraparounds.
Keith Tkachuk still out.
Yeah.
They won't put Keith Tkachuk in.
Yeah.
That guy's a Hall of Famer, if you ask me.
I mean, maybe.
I'm a small hall guy, as everybody knows, but I would put him in.
Maybe in an American Hall of Fame, yeah.
But Zdeno Chara and Joe Thornton, how about that couple of former Bruins captains getting in this year?
I
know. One, of course, who won. One famously did not.
I know. Scott McLaughlin, among others, yelling at their radio. Jack Parker going in as well.
Yes.
As a contributor to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Right.
What do you think? Show trip? We could go
to
for like the induction?
Yeah.
Toronto,
listen,
right? Where's the Hockey Hall? Toronto?
I am somebody that just went to two different Hall of Fames just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Sick brag, bro.
Although, as Ken told you, you could have done that anyway.
No, I couldn't have. They're very specific to Cleveland and Canton.
You could have done that in any city anywhere.
No, I could not
have. You know, they didn't have to be in Cleveland for those two specific Hall of Fames.
Anyway, congratulations.
All right.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Say what you want about that one. There's some production value.
I enjoy it. Yeah. Let's check in on Tanner Houck's rehab assignment yesterday for the Woo Sox. He went an inning and two thirds.
Okay.
He gave up four runs.
Well, I don't love that. How many earned, though?
Four earned runs.
All of them. Okay, yeah.
On three hits, walked two.
Yeah.
Did strike out two.
Yeah. Any gopher balls?
No, I don't think so.
Good. Clean that up.
So you like pretty good keeping the ball in the yard?
I mean, he was struggling with that at the big league level. He's probably just working on that.
You would say, nice job keeping the ball in the yard.
I was told in spring training, don't worry about his stats. He's just working on stuff. I imagine that's what's going on in his rehab stat, too. Don't worry about stats.
Maybe.
He's working on avoiding the gopher ball. You don't get that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right. Do we have a new daily question in the grab bag yet?
No, I do feel like we have. I feel like
no,
we had
we
one.
Don't.
No, we don't. Are you sure?
I don't think we do. Hmm. No.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
It's a great question on the text line. It seems like they get these Hockey Hall of Famers in real quick.
Yeah, were you telling
me? Because, so next year, Patrice Bergeron is eligible. And, like, Chara just retired recently.
Is Bergeron a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a Hockey Hall of Fame. So the gold medals count. All the Team Canada stuff count. He won a cup. He won all the Selkies.
Yeah.
He won so many Selkies. Yeah, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean...
Not my Hall of Fame.
No, you're a small, super small. Such a small, you can't see it.
Jones.
Doesn't even exist in such a small hall.
That's true.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at...
Grab bag.
Let's take a look at the top baseball performer from last night, shall we? We had a full slate of games.
Well, I got a name. I hope he's on the list.
Was it Joey Ortiz?
Nope.
2 for 4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI.
Oh, that's nice, though.
Was it Sam, the man, Haggerty? 0 for 1, RBI, run scored.
Yeah.
3 steals.
Oh, there it is.
Three steals.
Had me waiting.
Come on.
He must have been drawing base on balls like you read about.
Sadly, was it Christian Moore? We watched it. What do you mean? You're looking at me funny.
I already forgot about the
guy. You watched the game.
Game tying and go ahead home run.
This guy's new. 2 for 4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, including a walk-off.
I just learned who he was last night, yeah.
Was it Garrett Crochet? 7 scoreless, 10 Ks, must have won.
Lost.
7 scoreless?
Yeah, he lost.
Was it Ranger Suarez? 7 2/3 innings, 1 earned run allowed, 7 punch-outs.
End of the list there? That's the end of the list?
One of those five guys was your player of the night.
I like the guy that was 0 for with 3 steals.
Yeah,
he was
0 for 1.
I kind of like that, too.
He did have a ribby and a run scored
that's
and
like
three a,
that's like
good
it's good.
At bats, well, that's what that is.
That's
good
it's
bats.
Good. Oh, yeah, those are Roman Anthony at bats right there.
It's Marcelo Meyer. A dong and a double short of the
cycle.
That's
kind of its own interesting little trivia factor. Has there ever been a guy who had no hits that was baseball player of the night? Yes, actually. There was.
There has been.
This guy. Yeah, what was his name again?
Sam Haggerty.
That's true. Pitchers. Damn.
Pitchers every night, probably.
I was going to go with the guy who I know he's not. This is a write-in for me. Who made their debut? Burns made his debut last night against the Yankees, struck out the first five hitters and beat him.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
That would have been my choice, but I'll go with Haggerty. Three steals. Three steals, no hits.
Three steals.
There it is.
You know Marcelo Meyer was three hits shy of his first six-hit game? Should have been the player of the night.
Right there.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Oh, wait a minute. I completely forgot. I got swept up in the Hockey Hall of Fame thing. We'll circle back to the random player of the day. I forgot to talk about the Bruins uniforms.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my bad.
Kim Neely.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
All right, Boston Bruins going with a new look, kind of an old look for the upcoming season. These are how many would refer to them as the Happy Gilmore Boston Bruins uniforms.
Yeah,
like most Boston teams outside of the Patriots. It's kind of like slight tweaks. They kind of tweak it. They go a little bit away from it, and then they kind of go back to it. But they get the black sweater with the gold B. Then they have the white sweater with the black B.
So that's a nice uniform. I'm not saying it's a bad uniform.
It's a good-looking uniform.
That's probably like the fourth seed in the hockey region of March Madness
and
tournament.
And it would still win.
Yeah, is what I would
say. The second greatest hockey uniform of all time.
Yeah, it's up there.
According to
some.
Our
audience
brackets, yeah.
So I just didn't appreciate they teased it like it was some new uniform, like they were teasing something new, like a big reveal. Yeah.
Well, they're doing like a new striping.
That's not
the new stripes.
There's nothing new about these. These look like most Bruins uniforms.
You gotta really relax your eyes, focus on the uniform. So it goes the yellow stripe, white stripe, yellow stripe. It's a new striping. Same stripe on both jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Meaning the white one and the black one. It's the first time they've done that since 1995.
Wow.
So
I mean, look, it's a good looking. I'm not saying it's a bad. How should I grade this? It's good grade.
All right, on a scale of 0 to 100, what would your score be for these?
75. Good solid
How about,
grade.
You know what I'm going to do? Not only am I going to top you, I'm going to go with the legend, 77.
Damn it.
The Ray Bourque 77.
That's why you always go second.
Yep.
That's why you want home ups.
It looks good, though.
Yeah,
it looks sharp. But, yeah, it's nothing really
There was a lot of pomp and circumstance for a jersey they had 30 years ago.
Still no Cocaine Bear.
No.
People go wild for the Cocaine
Bear. You
got to
think outside the box to really get a real high score. Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. There's the Bruins' new unis.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Now, for real. Also, we should point out yesterday's random player of the day was C.J. Wilson, who, thanks to a listener, told him on Twitter, like, hey, C.J. Wilson, you were the random player of the day. Sent him the clip of the thing. Not only did he love the segment, he laughed at you for guessing Kelvin Escobar.
And you know he watched the clip because Kelvin Escobar was buried pretty deep in
the clip.
He
watched the clip. He's like, I love this.
He sat through like 90 seconds. Get that guy a meter. Well, yeah, get that guy a meter. We're almost there.
We should have him. We should get in touch with him and have him call in one day and have him give us a random player that
quiz
maybe
us.
He played with or against.
C.J. Wilson quiz us.
And then
us
this
on
way
random,
I can also guess.
A random ball player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need you guessing sometime soon, Keith, because we are not holding up our end of the bargain.
But official friend of the show, C.J. Wilson.
Official
fan. His chance during March Madness.
Yeah, that's true. Official fan of the show, I would say, at least the segment. But so, yeah, if I already wasn't already in my head enough, C.J. Wilson mocking me for my Kelvin Escobar guess yesterday isn't helping.
All right, today it's another game against the Angels. So I have a former Angel who also played for the Royals and White Sox. Played for those three teams.
Royals, White Sox, Angels.
Yep.
Great.
Was an outfielder.
Okay.
Righty stick.
Righty stick.
Righty arm as well.
That helps.
One-time All-Star.
Okay.
Career high for a season, 32 home runs.
All right.
105 RBI. That was in the same year where he also finished 10th in the MVP vote.
Okay. What years was he in the bigs?
Okay.
Let's start with that.
Broke in 1986.
Oh,
his final season was 1994. Thanks a lot, Strike.
86 and so quick.
Yeah.
Flash in the pan.
Burned hot.
What year was he an All-Star?
He was an All-Star 89. The same year the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card came out for Upper Deck.
89
with the Royals. All-Star with the Royals. Played his last season with the then California Angels.
89 with the Royals.
89 with the Royals where he had 32 bombs, 26 steals, 105 RBI. Career 250 hitter, but had pop.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Four straight seasons of over 20 home runs.
Okay.
So he is a member of the 2020 club, even the 25-25 club.
Geronimo Barroa.
No, good one. All-name team. What else can I tell you about him?
Wow, what was the All-Star year in team again?
89 with the Royals.
89.
89 with the Royals, outfielder. I think left field specifically. Left field.
Not
Steve
Danny.
Balboni.
Not Steve Balboni.
Not Danny Tartable.
Text line has
We've had Danny Tartable before. It's not Danny Tartable.
Not Danny Tartable. Like the, he also plays for the Yankees.
Yeah, right.
Does he have a nickname?
Kind of.
What?
Kind of.
Is it initials again?
No. He's maybe the most famous person we've ever had for a random player.
No, not enough home runs. I was about to say Brett Butler. We're talking Billy Butler.
More famous than Brett Butler.
The actress?
I had his poster on the wall.
Man.
Most of us probably did.
Most of us had his poster on the wall?
Probably.
Bo Jackson?
He got it! The Red
Sox win! Wow. I said it to Billy 5 minutes ago, not knowing he was on the Angels.
Didn't even think of the Angels.
I figured that would be a good one to throw you off.
I didn't know he played for the Angels.
At the end, his last year. Bo Jackson.
Nick, you got to start saying your guesses on the air.
That's what threw me off.
Nick, you don't lose points, though.
I said, I thought, honestly, I thought it was going to sound dumb saying Bo Jackson.
No. Didn't he have another one off the air last week?
Yeah, Darren Hurstad.
Yeah, start saying him on the air.
I know. Jesus,
lean in there.
His mic doesn't work. Bo would fall into random.
I know.
Man. But like as a baseball player and especially a former Angel, I thought it would be a good one.
Oh, no, it was definitely a good one.
Yeah, I'm a little ashamed to show this one to
that
Bo Jackson.
That hat never fit on his head.
It's Bo Jackson.
His head was, he had a noggin.
Somebody send
that
clip to Bo Jackson.
Yeah, at Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Guy's a legend.
I guess Keith just basically told it to us.
Yeah. So anyways, nickname, according to Baseball Reference, is Bo Nose, like from the whole gimmick. But I was like, it's not really.
Bo Bichette.
Not really a nickname.
Bo Bichette.
Bo Bichette.
Oh, Bo Mount Rushmore?
Bo Bichette.
Bo Bridges.
Bo Jackson. Bo Bridges.
All right, some Wixon and EAUs as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
Bo Allen, God. Eagles defensive lineman, famously. Yeah.
All right.
Bo Horvat's on there.
Oh, Bo Horvat.
Dwayne Bo.
Dwayne Bo.
Yeah. That was the easy one.
Yeah. Dwayne Bo.
Sam Bowie.
A lot of touch.
David Bowie.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Now we're losing the thread a little bit.
We can retire it. Yeah. Dwayne Bo, though, a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne Bo.
Some years.
Oh, Bo Nix. Good call in the Twitch chat. Bo Nix.
You should get that.
Bo Nix, Bo Jackson are obvious ones.
Yeah.
Bo Bridges. And,
I'm partial to Dwayne Bo.
Dwayne Bo.
Yeah, good.
We nailed it.
All right, there we go. A lot of Bo Jackson texts.
And one CJ Cron.
Close. All right, that's the random ball player. Everyone loves it, including CJ Wilson.
That's right.
That's in the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Let's check in with WEEI Afternoon.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Let's get to the clip du jour, Jones. What do you say?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, of course, it's a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes?
So that's cool. Right, the smoking monkey?
I mean, I guess
no,
I
don't want the smoke around my kids. Sorry to be that guy in my ivory tower.
I don't have the clean ashtrays.
The secondhand smoke. What if he vapes?
So they're both.
What about a vaping monkey?
A vaping monkey.
That's really just modern. That's really
a hookah monkey.
Yeah, that's really. As long as he stays in the hookah room, then I guess that's fine.
I mean, the vaping's really more about his health and like who knows what he's ingesting. But in terms of secondhand smoke, the monkey goes out to get some cigs and never comes back. It's like, oh man.
Here's the thing too. The bird will live for 80 years.
Oh, at way longer than you.
At some point, you have to get rid of that monkey before it takes over.
You're thinking. No, like a monkey's not that big.
You're talking like MJ had bubbles.
He's talking like kind of he's talking like the.
That's you're talking gorilla. Like Marcel.
The little,
are you talking like
yes,
Ross's
the little,
monkey?
The little Ace Ventura monkey. Say yes, 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 yes. Yeah. We're
okay,
all talking all
right.
like
I thought you were talking
an
like
orangutan.
There must be like 27.
No, I'm talking about like a little monkey that like
needs his own insurance.
He just sits there and like eats like
claim it on your insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, claim it as a dependent.
Yeah, but think about the overhead.
Add someone to my insurance.
CeCe, you got Georgie, you got biscuits.
Think about the overhead on the bird, though, if it lives 80 years.
Yeah.
Although, think about the overhead on cigarettes.
Cigarettes are way more expensive.
Yeah, no,
way
that's a good
more
point.
Expensive the upkeep for the smoking.
Got me
or if you got like an older bird already, then it's just like old timey.
You got me there.
Swearing.
Oh, bird. Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
So,
like, we retired those. We laid it on the bird, actually.
Yeah, we did.
I think we all kind of said,
you wouldn't
makes
know
the most
it.
Sense.
You wouldn't know
no, not by
clip.
That description.
Yeah. I miss so much when we're all just flying around with zingers there. I miss so much until you get to re-listen.
That's why
the clip du jour is very important. We also had
A lot of bows. We missed some bows.
I would say a borderline record of submissions for the bow.
Bo Derek has to be in
Mount
there.
Mount Rushmore. Yeah, a lot of Bo Derek.
Riddick Bow.
Tex. Riddick Bow.
Chief J. Strongbow.
Bo Flex.
Bo Jangles.
Bill Bo Baggins.
Bo Buffett.
No, I thought we had that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
Bo Duke?
Bo Duke.
Yeah. Bo All Dallas, right. Also a wrestler.
I think we can. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think we covered that.
Okay.
I'm pretty strong.
I think so.
Bo Diddley. Did you say that one?
Bo Diddley. So yeah. I would, if I'm resetting, it'd be Bo Jackson, Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Riddick Bo, I guess.
Yeah.
Over Dwayne Bo.
Heavyweight champ?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Yeah. He'd probably get
He'd knock your block off.
No, I think that's a safe one to go with. Okay. You have an abbreviated WEEI afternoons today. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And I see Ted Johnson. He's here. They're taking you up to Red Sox, 4 o'clock start. Pre-game coverage a little after 3 right here on your home for the Sox, WEEI. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We got Bradfo, maybe a Kiefer Madness as well. That's tomorrow at 10, WEEI.